In this tutorial, we will review the setup options and the information that is available on the Prescription Summary screen. The Prescription Summary screen displays a list of all of the patient's medications, including their active, inactive, and discontinued medications. This screen can act as a central point for reviewing a patient's prescriptions, prescribing a new medication, or refilling existing medications. One of the major advantages of the Prescription Summary screen is that you can make various different prescribing decisions for multiple medications directly from this screen. The history link on the leftmost side of the summary listing can be clicked on. The history link on the leftmost side of the summary listing can be clicked on to display each occurrence of that drug being prescribed. The history link on the leftmost side of the summary listing can be clicked on to display each individual occurrence of that drug being prescribed. The history link on the leftmost side of the summary listing can be clicked on to display each individual occurrence of that specific drug being prescribed. To return to the full list of medications, click the green All link. The summary listing is organized with several different headings. Medications listed under the active heading represent all of the medications that the patient is currently taking. This heading can be clicked on to prompt the summary to only display the patient's active medications. The next heading will display any of the patient's medications that have been discontinued. In this area, both the date that the medication was prescribed and the date that the medication was discontinued will display. The history section of the listing will represent medications that have been refilled or have had a SIG adjusted. This area acts as a record of a medication's previous prescription information. This area acts as a record of a medication's previous prescription information. These medications cannot be edited or e-prescribed. Finally, you can click the Done in Error link to display the medications. Finally, at the bottom of the summary listing, you can click the Done in Error link to display the medications that have been errored out of the summary. The link itself will indicate how many items have been done in error. The medication summary will display each medication's name and strength along with the SIG that was given when the medication was prescribed. The quantity and refill amounts that were chosen for the prescription will be listed to the quantity and refill amounts that were chosen for the The quantity and refill amounts that were chosen for the prescription will be listed to the right of the medication's SIG. Followed by the date that the medication was prescribed and the most recent refill date, if a refill has been ordered for the medication. You'll notice at the top of the listing that both the prescribed date You will notice at the top of the listing that both the prescribed date and the refill date column are links that will reorganize the prescription listing. The column heading that is highlighted in red indicates how the summary listing is arranged. When the prescribed or the refill date columns are selected, the medication will display chronologically with the most recent prescribed or refilled medications at the top of the summary listing. When the drug name heading is chosen, the medications will appear in alphabetical order. The doctor number of the provider who prescribed the medication will be listed next to the refill date column. The doctor number of the provider who prescribed the medication will be listed next to the refill date column. An information icon will be available for all active medications. When this button is clicked on, a pop-up will appear where you can access additional information such as adverse effects and reactions, precautions, and an image of the medication. Formulary coverage information will also be displayed. In the summary listing. If the patient's coverage information has not been retrieved, click the Get Coverage button in the bottom left corner of the listing, and MedInt will access the patient's insurance information through the SureScripts network. If there is an interaction associated with one of the prescribed medications, if there is an interaction associated with one of the prescribed medications, the arrow icon will display. The arrow icon is color-coded based on its severity. A red icon indicates a major interaction. The color orange will indicate that the interaction is moderate, and the color blue indicates a minor interaction. You can click over the arrow icon to view the drug's interactions. You should also note that all of the interactions are also displayed. At the top of the summary listing. You can click on any of these interactions to view the actual interaction information. Please note that an override note can be added to any interaction or precaution notifications. The override note will allow you to document your review of the alert information and will indicate that it is safe to continue with that medication. If there is a prescribing precaution based on the patient's information, the precaution icon will display in the next column. The precaution icon is also color-coded based on severity, and when clicked on, a pop-up will appear with links that will describe the precaution reason. If an override note is added to a precaution for a medication, an image of the override note will appear over the precaution icon in the summary listing. If the patient has a drug allergy that reacts with one of the prescribed medications, the entire medication line will be highlighted in red in the summary listing. You will notice that all of the patient's allergies are listed in the top of. If all of the patient's allergies do not fit on the screen, you can access the allergy section of the patient's chart by clicking the allergies link. On the summary screen, all current allergies will appear in red, and any allergy that is flagged On the summary screen, all current allergies will appear in red, and any allergy that is flagged as a drug will appear first. Will appear from left to right. Will appear first from left to right. And any allergy that is flagged as a drug will appear first from left to right. When a drug allergy reacts with a prescribed medication, an Rx warning will appear next to that medication. You can click the comments link below to add comments regarding the patient's prescriptions. Below the summary listing, the legend indicates several other display features. If a medication line is colored gray, it indicates that the drug is not recognized in the Metaspan database and therefore cannot be checked for interaction. If a medication line is colored gray, This may occur for free text medications. If a medication line is colored gray, it indicates that that drug is not recognized in the Metaspan database and therefore cannot be checked for interactions and precautions. This may occur for free text medications. If the medication line is colored in purple, the medication is considered a controlled substance. Finally, an asterisk next to the listed allergy will indicate that that allergy is no longer active. The button line at the bottom of the screen can be configured to show different options that will best fit your specific work requirements. The new button below the summary listing will access the medication selection screen where you can search for a new medication. Many of the buttons on the button line will act on selected medications in the summary listing. On the left side of each medication, there is a checkbox that can be. On the left side of each medication, there is a check. On the left side of each medication, there is a checkbox that can be clicked to select the medications that are needed. When the All link at the top of the checkbox column is clicked, all of the active medications will automatically be selected. The refill button will refill any medication that is checked in the summary listing with the original prescription orders. If you select the Advanced Refill option, a pop-up will appear where you will be able to change. The quantity and refill amounts for each medication selected. You can electronically prescribe multiple medications at the same time by selecting the medications needed and clicking the ERX button. The print button will allow you to print any selected medications. The print button will allow you to print any selected medications. You have the ability to error out medications in the listing that were done in error, and also view the log of You have the ability to error out medications in the listing that were done in error, and also view the log of any and all activity that has been done in the patient's prescription summary. You have the ability to error out medications in the listing that were done in error, and also view the log of any of the activity that has been done in the patient's prescription summary. The chevron button will access additional button options that will not display on the button. The discontinue button will ask you to enter the discontinue date, reason, and any comments that you may. The discontinue button will ask you to enter the discontinue date, reason, and any comments you may need to include. This feature is efficient when discontinuing multiple medications at the same time. This feature is very efficient when discontinuing multiple medications at the same time. If your office uses the script queue, you will have the ability to send any queued scripts. You will have the ability to send any queued scripts from this screen. If your office uses the script queue, you will have the ability to send any queued scripts from this screen if they have not been sent from the queue screen itself. Finally, the Indicate No Active Meds button is a meaningful use directive that must be clicked on if a patient is not currently taking any medications. This will set the prescription summary to the No Active Medication status. When a medication is prescribed, the No Active Med status will be moved to the Discontinue section. Finally, the Indicate No Active Meds button is a meaningful use directive that must be clicked on if the patient is not currently taking any medications. This will set the prescription summary to the No Active Medication status. When a medication is prescribed, the No Active Med status will be moved to the Discontinued section. You can use the hammer and wrench icon on the top of the chevron pop-up to configure your button line with the buttons you use most often. You can use the hammer and wrench icon at the top of the chevron pop-up to configure your button line with the buttons you use most often. At the menu setup screen, simply select the buttons you would like to display by adding them to the Display on Button Line field. You can use the Move Up and Move Down buttons to select the order in which each button will display. When you have completed your setup, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to return to the prescription summary screen. The Import Prescription History link will access the Medication Reconciliation screen, where you can parse information from a CCD or the Surescripts medication history and efficiently import medications into the patient's chart. The hammer and wrench icon at the bottom of the summary screen will prompt the drug allergy setup pop-up to appear. the hammer and wrench icon in the bottom of the summaries. The hammer and wrench icon at the bottom of the summary screen will prompt the drug allergy setup pop-up to appear. From this pop-up, you can select the severity of the interactions. And precautions that you would like to display on the summary screen. Any interaction or precaution with a severity lower than the level you have selected. You can also set up your drug allergy checking and the sort options for the summary screen. The sort options allow you to sort the summary by a specific doctor. The sort by miscellaneous option will sort the listing by over-the-counter medications. The button line at the top of the summary screen also contains options that can be very helpful. The button line at the top of the summary screen also contains options that can be very helpful. The select option buttons will allow you to search the summary listing by the specific doctor, diagnosis code associated with the prescription, or the medication classification type. You can use the flow sheet button to create graphs, such as a chart that compares medications versus lab results. You can use the flow sheet button to create graphs, such as a chart that compares medications versus lab results. And other options on the top button line include Other options on the top button line include the ability to print and fax the prescriptions. Other options on the top button line include the ability to print and fax the patient's prescription summary listing, and the option to set up the patient's preferred pharmacies. You can use the flow sheet button to create graphs, such as a chart that would compare medications versus lab results, for example. You can use the flow sheet button to create graphs, such as a chart that compares You can use the flow sheet button to create graphs, such as a chart that would compare medications versus lab results, for example. Other options on the top button line include the ability to print and fax the patient's prescription summary listing, and an option and the option to set up the patient's preferred pharmacies. This concludes the prescription summary screen overview video tutorial. And an option to set up the patient's preferred pharmacies. This concludes the prescription summary screen overview video tutorial.